We're just sitting here under the old pine tree, and we'd like to come in and visit with you a while. We got a lot of tunes we want to play and sing for you. Some of them you might like. So just come on down the trail here under the old pine tree and set a spell with us. We're going to be with you for 14 and a half minutes. Well, all right, sir. Yes, sir. Well, here it is, friends. The next 14 and a half minutes we'll be with you, brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from you. State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service, and don't forget that. Oh, boy, we got a lot of tunes here. Oh, these boys are just foaming at the mouth, chewing the bits, ready to go here. And I don't know of anything any better to do than get Robert to come on up here and start. No, I believe Slim's going to sing, but who takes this thing off? Robert takes it off. He sure does with his fiddle. Slim's going to sing. This tune don't fit us, so, friend. I'm telling you for sure, because we all feel fine, don't we, boys?
Hey!
Yes, sir. We're feeling good, but here's Slim to sing, feeling bad.
I'm feeling bad, alone and sad, 'cause I've lost the only love I ever had. Well, I don't know,
I don't know
where to go,
where to go,
since she said she didn't love me anymore. No need to worry, I'll be on my way. I'll find a new love some other day. Goodbye, blues. I paid my dues, hand me down my old guitar and walking shoes.
Yeah, you go.
Said she didn't want me anymore. No need to worry, I'll be on my way. I'll find a new love some other day. Goodbye, blues. I paid my dues.
Goodbye, blues.
Hand me down my old guitar and walking shoes.
Well, thank you, Slim. Goodbye, blues. That's it. That's what we like to hear everybody say. Goodbye, blues. You know, friends, I just wanted to tell you here, dab, dab, and half two dabs, about what fire does to the woods. Did you ever stop to think what fire does to the woods? The woods catch a fire and burn over, I'm telling you, that's plumb pitiful. That beats anything I ever seen. It just cuts down on the jobs that you just don't have no idea what all it does cut down. Just start out with the woods cutter, the flathead. A lot of people call them flatheads. Log sawers, saw loggers, right? You know, the people that saws the logs. They haven't got any job. When the timber's all burned up, they don't have any jobs. They can't saw no logs. The log hauler with the truck, he can't haul no logs because there ain't no logs to haul. He don't buy any gasoline. That cuts him out. He don't have any money. He can't buy gasoline. He don't need any gasoline. There's no logs to haul. So the filling station man, he goes broke, goes in the hands of the receiver. Then he can't buy gas from the distributor, and that cuts off all the men at the refinery where they make the gas. And then, of course, they can't none of them buy clothes to wear. So that puts the merchant out of business, the dry goods merchant. He can't sell no overalls and shirts and gloves and things. So he don't need them. He don't buy them from the manufacturer. The manufacturer can't sell them when he's got them because the woods is burned off and nobody can buy them. So the textile mills, they have to shut down. That puts all them out of a job. And then it starts back down south. Then it comes on back down south. After the textile mills can't buy the material to make the textile, the cloth and all, well, they don't need no cotton. So, therefore, the poor old farmer down south there, no use of him raising cotton, he can't sell it. And I'm telling you, I could stand here and talk to you 30 minutes, friends, about who all is involved just on account of woods burning over. It just beats anything you ever seen. And there ain't but one way for us to stop that, and that's just don't let the fire start. We've got to do something about it. We need all this paper. Need it. We need it to produce for newsprint this, and all everything, and we just got to have it. Let's play another tune here. Was I going to sing? Yeah, I'm going to sing. These fellas, now they bound to have families. They got families, and they can't make a living for their families if there's no logs to saw and no logs to haul and no gas being bought and no clothes being bought and no cotton being picked and all that. It's bad. Now, how are they going to make a living for their family? Here's the next tune, played especially for all you fellas out there raising a family, especially if you got a little boy. It's the old Al Jolson song, Sonny Boy. Chubby hands and big brown eyes makes our home a paradise. He's our darling, precious little Sonny Boy. Tottering feet that try to walk, precious lips that try to talk. He's our darling, precious little Sonny Boy. He's our little ray of sunshine from heaven above. We could hardly live without him, our baby we love. Though his little head is bald, still we love him best of all. He's our darling, precious little Sonny Boy. Chubby hands and big brown eyes makes our home a paradise. He's our darling, precious little Sonny Boy. Tiny feet that try to walk, precious lips that try to talk. He's our darling, precious little Sonny Boy. He's our little ray of sunshine from heaven above. We could hardly live without him, our baby we love. Though his little head is bald, still we love him best of all. He's our darling, precious little Sonny Boy. Thank you, boys. Thank you. I hope all you mothers and fathers out there listening enjoyed that tune. Really enjoyed singing it for you. Friends, every day on an average of 575 fires scorch our woods and forests here in the United States. Ain't that awful? 575 fires every day. Now, that makes an average of about 200,000 a year, burning over 30 million acres. Just think of that. 30 million acres every year of good timberland burning up, all the young trees burning up. Just think of it. Now, these fires destroy small trees. That's tomorrow's timber. And they destroy them by the billions. The salt timber that goes up in flames is enough to build 86,000 five-room homes. Think of that. The salt timber that's burned up every year would build 86,000 five-room houses. That's what Uncle Sam says, and he knows. Now, these forests and wood fires, they destroy enough pup-sized trees. That's pupwood timber. They destroy enough each year to produce all the newsprint needed to supply every newspaper in the United States for 12 months. That's a year. In other words, we destroy a year's supply of newsprint every year, just carelessness and woods fires and all that. Now, these forests and woods fires, friends, that's bad business. That's bad business. And they can cause floods. They can hurt the grazing. It kills out the wildlife, destroys all the beauty of the woods. And you know how pretty it is in the woods when it's put in green and all the shrubbery and things. That's nice. And we carelessness and letting the woods burn over destroys all that. And I'm telling you, it hits in the heart and it hits in the pocketbook. And that's what hurts. Now, brother, I mean, we got to do something about it. So let's be careful of them forest fires. Here's the time for another tune here. What are we going to do? We're going to do just a dab, dab, and half two dabs of somebody's rose here, and Robert's going to sing it. Here we go.
You're somebody's rose now, and everyone knows now that you have decided just who it will be. I'm walking in clover, my troubles are over.
Yes, Lord.
You're somebody's rose now, that someone is me. I've waited a long time for someone like you, and now there's a lifetime too good to be true. The vows to be spoken will never be broken. You're somebody's rose now, that someone is me.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Somebody's rose there. That's a mighty pretty tune, Robert. You ought to do that more often.
Thank you.
I bet a lot of people like that, and I bet you we get some cards and letters right here on this station requesting that tune again. Friend, that's an important thing. We like to hear from you. Now, we up here just beating our brains out, if we had any to beat out, sitting here under the old pine tree trying to amuse you, yeah. And play for you. I don't know why I ever tried to use that word anyhow. I ought to have had better sense than that. Anyway, we just getting our enjoys out of it, and we hope that you are. And we want you to come down the trail with us every time we're here. And if you listen to the announcer when we go off there, he'll let you know what day we'll be back. And we'll be mighty glad to have you come down the trail with us. And we'll do our best to play the tunes that you like to hear and want to hear. And friends, don't forget to watch them forest fires. Now, you may be driving down the highway there in your car, and you'll see a pretty stretch of woods, and I'll guarantee you there's not a man or woman, child or whatnot that don't say, ain't them woods pretty? Them's the prettiest woods. I'd just like to get out there and stroll around out in them woods. Yeah, who wouldn't? Everybody would. But now, you drive down the road and you see a bunch of old ugly woods that's all burnt over and the shrubbery's all burnt out and nothing but old scorched limbs and old black stumps and the timbers all scrubby and knotty and everything. Now, who wants to get out there and wander around in that? Nobody. Why, you couldn't even get a polecat to get out there and wander around in that. The varmints, even the varmints got sense enough to stay out of the burnt-over woods. And, of course, a lot of people ain't got that much sense, I don't believe. They set them on fire. They ought not do that. Let's watch them forest fires. Friends, we're going to have to go. We've run out of time. And we're going to have to go today, but be sure and listen to the announcer for our future program, and also write us a penny postcard or a letter. Now, before we go, I'd like to leave a thought for the day with you. The best way to stop woods fires is to not let them start in the first place. Friends, that takes up all the time we got left today. I'd like to remind you again that for the last 14 and a half minutes, Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads have been brought to you. Best wishes and compliments from your State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. And friends, remember, only you can prevent woods fires.